Welcome to All Learning Reimagined, the podcast that defines convention and redefines the purpose and practice of education. Here we venture beyond institutional boundaries. Whether you're a parent, educator, or curious mind devoted to lifelong growth, this is your space to challenge assumptions and co-create a more humane and intuitive approach to education. Let's reimagine what education can be.
G'day and welcome to All Learning Reimagined. I'm your host, Teresa, bringing you a little ray of sunshine as together we're reimagining the future of education, one inspired story at a time. So today, the topic of the day is handwriting, which really seems to be becoming a lost art. And I had a conversation with someone very recently, and they were asking me about the history of handwriting. And I started to do a little bit of research and then became quite fascinated with it. And I thought, oh, this is a really good topic for us to discuss, because over the last 30 plus years that I have been working in education, I have seen a massive shift away from handwriting, and with technology coming in thick and fast, it's really shaping and changing the way our very young children in particular are creating. And, you know, I'm from the era when I first went to school, I think it was in my first day of grade one, we had to go and do a tour of the school, and we went into a year seven classroom. And the year sevens back then were still using chalk and slate, like instead of books, they didn't have books. So in grade one, we thought we were really grown up because we had books and pencils and colouring in pencils, which was the technology back then. Everyone was like, wow, this is amazing. You don't have to write in chalk and slate. That's how far it's come. And then the chalkboards turned into whiteboards, and then it was interactive whiteboards, and then before you know it, everyone seems to be walking around with iPads these days, and lots of students have their own laptops. So it's shifting a lot of what we do. So yeah, let's dive into this and have a look at it. So first of all, the history of handwriting. Now we know it's evolved over thousands of years, and it's really been shaped by culture and technology and education. But the early roots were apparently around 3,500 to 5,000 BC. So the early writing systems emerged, really Sumerian, Egyptian hieroglyphs. Now, I can't quote that those dates are actually accurate because I start to question history today. I'm not quite sure if all of the history that we've been told is necessarily accurate. But when I did the research, these are the dates that came up. But the writing tools they used were like reed styluses, clay tablets, and certainly ink, you know, on the papyrus. So, and then from there, it really became more of an alphabetic type system. So the Phoenicians, the Greeks, the Latins did create a simplified writing, and they certainly made it more accessible. So things shifted when it came to handwriting in that space. And then, of course, you move to the Roman and the medieval scripts. Roman, in the first to third century, created like a cursive writing, which is sort of fast joined writing for everyday use. And it really is the ancestor for our modern cursive writing that we have been using today, which is fast dying in our schools. There would be a lot of children today that would not be able to read any of our historical documents that are written in cursive writing. They just don't know how to read it. So I feel that that's a dying art, and that's a real shame. It's something that we should probably have a look at around this, where we're headed with this as well. From there, we definitely went to the 8th to 12th centuries, which was more a clear, consistent script, and it was promoted by Charlemagne, influenced by modern lowercase letters. And then we had the Gothic script in the 12th to 16th centuries, which was very dense, very angular style for manuscripts. And then, of course, the Renaissance, to the modern era. So we had the italic script in the 15th century, which was very elegant and slanted handwriting, developed in Italy, easy to learn, really quick to write. And then, of course, we kept moving forward. There was a Palmer method, simplified fast handwriting taught widely in schools, particularly in the US and the Commonwealth countries. And then in the 1960s to the year 2000s, there was a huge decline in formal being a key word there, penmanship training, because typewriters, remember the old clackety clack 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 typewriters that we had? I remember mine. Computers and then digital literacy skills started to grow, and handwriting has really declined. And then since the 2000s, I know a lot of schools today, they just barely even teach handwriting. They might do them in the very, very early grades, but certainly it's a dying art pretty much. So the current trends, many education systems really, they now seem to teach printing and not necessarily cursive, which is the old-fashioned running writing where the letters are all joined together. I don't really know. Some people say it seems to be time constraints. When I've had a discussion with quite a few different people recently and asked them for their opinions. I like to get facts and I like to get opinions. And a lot of people are just talking about the shifts of living in a digital world today and the digital priorities and where we're headed. Although I would like to, loop that around back to the neuroscience research, which is really driving a revival of the interest in handwriting and cursive purely for brain development. Now, I know that a lot of early childhood teachers out there would probably cheer right now hearing something like that, because I've spoken to so many of them over the years who've said that the hand-eye coordination, the fine motor skills, being able to hold the pencil, being able to actually create your own words and put it onto paper, the thinking that's involved and all of the processes that are involved is a dying art. And it really helped not only mentally and academically, but in just so many different ways, particularly with the fine motor skills down to even down to holding a pencil. So handwriting literally activates parts of the brain that typing or tapping or swiping these days do not. So if you are using talk to text, or you're simply tapping something or swiping it or typing, you are not using all of the same parts of the brain as if you are physically holding a pen and handwriting. Now, speaking from experience, when I sit and if I journal, or if I'm sitting and I'm writing, if I'm writing a book or writing a manuscript, when you get into that flow state, I still today like pencil and paper. I really love to be able to get that flow down, and it's amazing with the automatic writing what actually comes out of me and onto the paper. And yet, I don't get that same flow when I'm typing my articles, for instance, for my podcast. When I'm sitting there and actually typing the articles up, sometimes I handwrite them and then type them out, and other times I just type straight, and it's always a little bit clunky, and I find I do a lot more bullet points and I don't have as much sophisticated sentence structure, I guess you could say, when I'm typing than what I would use if I'm handwriting, complex sentences, things like that. So there are cognitive and neurological benefits to handwriting. It definitely improves memory. Now, I don't know about you, but if I am taking notes, I like to handwrite my notes. I know if I've ever gone to a professional development and I'm simply taking photos of the screen, death by PowerPoint presentations that are there these days, if I'm snapshotting it or I'm simply typing the different notes, I very rarely remember. The information is not being absorbed and I'm not embodying it as deeply as when I'm physically handwriting and making sense of the notes myself, because I have to interpret it and then decide what it is that I'm actually going to write down. So it definitely improves the memory formation. And I know that there was research by Mueller and Oppenheimer in 2014 that found that students who handwrite their notes actually retain concepts better than those students who type. And there's lots of research around this. Handwriting, in my opinion, really slows the learner down. Yes, it might not be as quick as efficient, but it encourages that deeper processing because you have to summarize. And being able to summarize is becoming a lost skill in today's day and age, with technology being able to summarize things at the click of a button for you. It's a lost skill to be able to do it for yourself. And I'm not actually making a judgment whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just simply stating what's happening, and it's up to people to decide what resonates with them and what type of future we choose for our learners and where things are headed. So handwriting or writing by hand stimulates brain networks for learning, and the neuroscience around this, there's a lot of neuroscience around this, shows that writing by hand engages the visual processing regions in the brain, definitely the motor planning systems that are in the brain, and of course, long-term memory areas. And typing does not activate the same network integration. Cursive writing strengthens neural pathways. So the continuous movement in cursive supports hand-eye coordination, fine motor control, and neural patterning related to reading fluency. Now, when I read this, when I was looking up different articles about handwriting, and then I thought, oh, you know what? Reading fluency and that linking back to handwriting, I can actually see the connection through my own experience and what I have observed in many different classrooms and many different age groups. You can definitely see that link between handwriting and the reading fluency at the same time. Some researchers actually suggested that cursive improves connectivity in children with dyslexia because of the flow and the rhythm of movement. Personally, I'm not too sure about that because I feel like there's a lot of great technology out there now that can assist students who have dyslexia. So I haven't seen that for myself, but this is what some researchers are suggesting. So I wanted to share that. So I've just got a balanced approach with what I'm sharing with you today. The academic and literacy benefits. So handwriting supports reading, and of course, it supports spelling. Spelling, you're either good at it or you're not. Many people say, you know, why do we even need to learn how to spell today? Because spell check does everything for you. Don't even get me started on spelling. There's so many things that I can talk to about spelling. English language in particular is just appalling when it comes to spelling and the way that so many different words have different meanings and different spelling, and it's so confusing. And I think it's by design. That's another whole rabbit hole to go down. But forming letters by hand strengthens that letter recognition pathway that's essential for learning literacy. And it does actually help students remember the spelling because they're physically writing it out themselves. And the cursive writing, of course, can help with reducing letter reversals. So, you know, children who are writing B's and D's back to front or P's and Q's back to front, handwriting can actually help with that and supporting the phoneme and grapheme mapping, which is basically the sounds that they make. Reinforcing left to right reading flow, which, you know, not all languages go left to right, but it does reinforce that with whichever direction it is that you are handwriting, of course. And cursive writing, which is like the running writing where the letters are actually joined together, once you've mastered it, it's actually faster than printing. So that impacts timed assessments if you need to handwrite your assessments, your essay writing, your note taking when you have to write under pressure, of course, at the same time. I would argue that I feel that handwriting actually improves comprehension because when you're writing by hand, lots of children who write by hand, particularly their drafts in secondary school, they seem to write longer. They write longer essays, they write longer pieces of writing, and their sentence structure seems more sophisticated to me. And they seem to have clearer sequencing of ideas. So they have to be able to process it and they're using lots of other skills just by physically handwriting it rather than typing it or copying and pasting it from the internet, which many, many children do today, of course. I feel that that could possibly be to the, once again, the slower pace, because you, it does take longer and it is longer, but there seems to be a deeper, what's the word I want to use? Probably cognitive engagement, deeper learning, deeper thinking, I guess, it seems to happen when you're physically, handwriting. It certainly nurtures patience, focus, and discipline. And let's face it, discipline seems to be something else that's going out the window, in my opinion. I've seen it decline greatly with the amount of time that children will just sit and concentrate for periods of time. So having that discipline to sit for sustained periods of time to be able to do the work is certainly something that seems to be shifting, and dying out, because they're used to doing multiple things at once and splitting their attention across many different fields. And the amount of students in secondary that I see today that have a split screen on their laptop and they're playing a movie or they're playing a video or a YouTube clip on one screen and then trying to type their, or they're listening to music and then trying to type their assignment and create on the other screen. And when you question it about it, it's like, this is how I think, this is what I need to do. I can't have dead silence and I just cannot have just that blank screen. They need that interaction according to them. This is the excuse, the argument that they're putting forward. Now, I've had very interesting conversations with some people who think this is terrible because, you know, multitasking doesn't exist. You cannot actually physically do two things at once, according to them. And then we have other people that say, yes, but the children today, their brains are wired differently, and they are actually able to absorb so much more information and process it at a much faster rate than, you know, an old duck like me. So is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? When you're looking at the future and where we're headed and what we're doing, the skill sets and what they're able, children are able to do today, is just phenomenal. So there is no right or wrong. It's purely perspective. And it's purely experience. And I would urge everybody to actually stop and really feel into that of, are we making judgments based on our own experience and our own personal opinions, but are those judgments really in alignment with what these children are able, are capable and able to do? So yeah, it's weird. This topic seems so simple, and yet just having a couple of discussions with people who had very differing opinions to the opinions that I had really made me stop and sit back and think, oh, why do I think that? I don't really go around thinking about handwriting on any given day, but it did actually make me stop and pause. Is the way that I was taught or the way that we've done in the past necessarily the way we need to go back to and have that shift to go back to it? Or with the use of holographic technology and all of these things that are coming, is this a dying art that's not going to be needed in the future? So yeah, it's a big one. I miss the days when we used to you do handwriting practice. Back when I actually spoke, was teaching in a primary school, and children would take so much pride in their handwriting style. They would sit and they would be so proud of being able to produce it. And you can see the motor skills and you can see the thinking that's going through. And while someone might say that's actually not very important, it was that sense of achievement within themselves and that discipline for them to sit and focus to produce it. It's not necessarily what they produced as the outcome. It was the process of what they were doing that I felt was really important, because very few students, I would argue today, would do that to the depth today that I would say. And I'm talking very broadly here, of course. There's always exceptions to the rule in different places and in different classrooms, depending on what different educators and children value. But across the board, I would say that I have a look at bookwork today, and there's, scribbling and pages ripped out, and you just think, what is going on? Where is the pride in just producing the work? So having those expectations are really important. And once you set those boundaries and expectations, it's amazing, the shift and the dedication that many students can have, just taking that pride in the presentation of their work. Which does link down to the handwriting because it's bookwork. It's not computer work. So it really encourages that personal identity and really the ownership of their own work. It's a sense of reflection of who and what they are, and sometimes their mental state, I guess, with how busy they are or how focused they are. So when you think about that, it could possibly be argued that it supports emotional regulation because of the rhythmic movement. Now, I can attest to this. I've had many different children with varying needs over the years. And when you give them, like I used to make little graffiti books where they're allowed to sit and just draw or doodle and scribble or whatever it was. So when they were listening to the teaching, they were able to draw and do that rhythmic movement or draw patterns in the book. And it really helped their nervous system. And I know that there's a plethora of fidget toys and all sorts of things on the market these days that children can use, which, let's face it, some of them can be a complete distraction. Because then they become a toy to play with. But just that rhythmic movement of having a pencil in your hand and being able to write or create a shape or something over and over again really does help to calm and regulate that nervous system. And also the movement is very tactile. It's kinesthetic, I guess. So for children who are tactile and have that kinesthetic learning, can actually be really helpful for them, I would say. So there are drawbacks to relying solely on technology because there are a lot of children today that because they're using possibly too much technology, they're reducing their fine motor development. Less writing is weaker finger muscles. Yes, their thumbs. For the texting might be okay, or if they're gaming a lot, then they might actually have some dexterity there. I've actually met children with arthritis in their thumbs, and they're still at school because of the amount of gaming use or the overuse of texting on their phones. So arthritic, and they're still children. They're still in teenage years, which is a bit scary, actually. But the pencil grip, the drawing, the crafting, the early mathematical concepts with shapes and patterns and symmetry and things like that, and drawing them, even mapping skills that we used to do, developed the fine motor skills. And we also would argue that there's more shallow learning when you're typing. So typing might be faster, but it's really just transcription rather than conceptual learning or thinking, I guess. And there's a huge move in over-dependence on the AI or the keyboarding skills. So that overuse can diminish your spelling ability, your generative thinking, problem solving, and definitely sustained attention. And this, increased distraction because digital devices really invite the multitasking. Someone wants to send an email, there's a message here, some of them want to do online shopping, or they want to do this, or they want to do that, and they want to click a lot of different things, which then takes away that focus to the quality of the learning of whatever the task is that they're meant to be focusing on at any given time. So I feel that, yes, we're in a technological age, and we cannot deny that. And the tools are there, the technological tools are there. Enhances speed, enhances access. It's necessary at the moment for our modern work. And it can enable a lot of collaboration, and there's fantastic apps out there with a lot of different skills. So navigating that digital world, the tools and the technology are important, but having a balanced approach, and also particularly in the early years in primary school, I would say to continue the use of teaching handwriting, and I'm not talking just printing, actual cursive handwriting builds that cognitive foundation, strengthens literacy skills, supports the memory and their creativity when they're getting into that flow state when they're handwriting, and can deepen the focus and expression. So having that balance, is really important, and I feel that schools and learning environments really need to stop and take stock of what are they currently doing. Are we just, moving along by default? What are we actually actively making a decision around what's happening with handwriting? Or do we have the frog boiling in the pot situation where we don't even realize that it's sort of disappearing? Because handwriting does develop the brain, and technology does expand the world. So students really need both at this point in time in our evolution in mankind, I would say. Who knows what we're going to need in the future? Anything is possible, nothing's off the table. So I would say talking points, for parents and teachers out there, or grandparents that are out there, something that I would like to for you to ponder on would be, number one, handwriting is brain building. Neuroscience clearly shows that handwriting hot lights up more parts of the brains than typing. So that's actually a really interesting fact. Cursive supports reading, spelling, and fluency. So the flowing motion reduces reversals and it strengthens the literacy pathways. Technology is a tool, but it is not a replacement. Students can benefit when handwriting foundations are strong before they're relying on the digital devices. So that could be a really interesting point. Children learn deeper when they write, and that's including university students if they're taking, lecture notes, if you're physically handwriting. I know lots of adults today that go to professional development. They go to a PD and they're physically handwriting, and then many of them are typing their notes. It's personal choice these days, but the deeper learning when you're writing. It's a slower pace, it's a more meaningful processing, I guess. Fine motor skills do matter. So everything from using tools to developing artistic skills is really still tied to strong hand development. And handwriting also protects sovereignty because students practice producing their own words, their own ideas, their own sentences. They're not necessarily relying on the AI or the technology. And then they can build their independent thought, not just biased thought or someone else's thinking doing the thinking for you, which is, being regurgitated from technology. So independent thought when they have to handwrite. And my final point, of course, is coming back to balance is the key. Handwriting grounds children, technology can expand their capability, but together it's more, I guess, holistic learning. So for this week, with the article that, of course, I'm writing, which you will be able to find on bbsradio.com/all learning reimagined, I have an article with some of this information we've talked about today, and then I've also got some different handwriting activities for parents and teachers that can help them. So for early years, for primary, and for lower secondary, and then some, of course, for all ages, and then secondary. So, the sorts of things that you can do to help enhance handwriting for any age group, if you would like to check it out and, try and make it in a real world context if you possibly can. Handwrite letters to someone and physically go and post them. I did actually meet a young boy the other day, and he had never ever posted a letter in his life, and he had no idea where to go to post a letter. He was just looking at me like I was crazy. He was like, "What are you talking about? Why would I post a letter?" Which is very true. I get that with the technology, but just the novelty factor of it is would be really interesting to see. A really interesting activity to see. Anyway, I digress, of course. Thank you for listening today, everybody. Until next week, explore, experience, express, go out and live learning.
thank you for joining us on All Learning Reimagined, where passion illuminates the path forward. Remember this: the future of learning doesn't arrive from above, it begins within. You are the spark, the shift, the living answer to education's silent call for transformation. So stay curious, stay awake. Let inspiration be your compass, because how we learn today is not just personal, it is profoundly generative. It shapes the very architecture of tomorrow's world. We are not separate from the system, we are its evolution. Until next time, trust the wisdom of your own unfolding and let your life be the lessons that light the way for others.